Ancient Warfare, Sea Peoples Groups Part 3, The Tekker and the Denyen. The Tekker, an Egyptian, Tekker people took part in the campaign against Egypt in year 8 of Ramses III's reign, and another major group depicted in the reliefs at Mindanao Habu. The Tekker are also mentioned in the Wei Amun Papyrus of the 11th century BC. The modern city of Dur in Israel is considered a Tekker town. As the author of the papyrus says, he was forced to approach the town ruler, Beder, with a complaint about the gold stolen from his ships. Tekker warriors fight with short swords, long spears, round shields. Archaeological evidence from Dur supports the claim of a Tekker settlement. Because large quantities of Philistine-style biochrome pottery are found there, and bone-handled iron knives are also found there. Now, some scholars trace the origins of the Tekker to the Troad, the eastern coastal area of Asia Minor, where they connect the Tekker with the Tekri people who may have been displaced after the Trojan War. There are also people who suggest a connection with the hero Teucer, the traditional founder of the settlement on Cyprus. The Tekker may have also come from Canaan from Troad by way of Cyprus, and some warrior depictions found on Cyprus suggest a possible shared connection or culture with the Tekker, the Anatolian, and the Aegean peoples. Other scholars just suggest that the Tekker came from the Aegean. The ships are depicted at the Mindanao Habu. They suggest an Aegean connection. And warriors depicted are also shown with hoplite-like plumes on their helmets. Archaeological evidence indicates that the Tekker were not just raiding, but a group looking for a place to settle. Now, the other group, the Denyen, in Egyptian, Denyuan, the Egyptian texts consider the Denyen as one of the major groups of sea peoples and both outstanding warriors and outstanding sailors. They are known by different names, whether you're from Egypt, the Hittites, or other classical sources. So, for example, they're known as the Denua, the Denuites, the Denue, the Denarus, the Danids, the Deni, the Denae, and the Deniani. The earliest text, that's letter number 15, from the Amarna letters, finds Amenhotep IV's vassal, Abimiku, king of Phoenicia, the city of Tyre, mentions the death of a king of Danua. The Denyen text appears on the temple walls at Mindanao Habu under Ramses III as part of a sea people's confederacy attacking Egypt. Hittite and classical texts maintain or mention Denua. 8th century BC inscription says that King Azuwada expanded the plain of Adana and restored his people, the Denuites. Greek mythology, Egypt played an important part in the story of the wandering of Io and the tragedy of her descendants, the Denae. Various theories suggest that the Denyen home could be eastern Sicilia, Mycenae, or even Cana. The first theory is based on the name Adana, a city in eastern Cilicia, which was known under the name of Adania by the Hittite king Telepinos. That's 1525 to 1500 BC. The Denyen lived in Sicilia and, of course, then scared their neighbors. The Amu, and the Kalamu of Shamal. Ramses III puts the Denyen on tiny islets off the coast of the Sicilian area. Now, direct evidence of the settlement of this group is found in Mindanao Habu inscription, where the land called Kod is conquered by the sea peoples. Kod, in Egyptian, is Cilicia. Plus, there is a good deal of Achaean-style pottery that is also found in that same area. Now, the second theory, which is favored by scholars, equates the Denyen with the Danuae from the mainland Achaean Greece, because Homer refers to all the Greeks as Danians. This suggests that the Danians or Danans came from Mycenae. Greek tradition suggests that the Danae settled in the Argolid and were named after the Danads. The third theory has the Danian originating in Cana. This hypothesis has the Danian and other sea peoples return to the Levant as a counter-migration, while other Danian went to the Aegean and Mycenae and became known as the Danian. The Danian were then a major part of the confederation in the Levant that attacked Egypt with the other sea people, especially the Pelasset. Others want to use Asia Minor, and even some having them returning to the Levant, where they were accepted into the Confederation of Tribes of Israel, where they're simply called the Dan. Biblical data shows that at a certain stage of its settlement, the tribe of Dan were very close to the sea peoples. The tribe of Dan originated in the east, and the introduction of the alphabet to Greece is attributed to it. Its members were outstanding sailors who had a special connection to sun worship. The association with the tribe of Dan is because they formed two different tribes, the Danites and the Danae, with identical names and similar characteristics that operated in the same geographical region and period, or they had a strong link between them. So it's interesting to see these connections, if you will, with the various sources. If we could just have a few more sources, you know, a book, just one guy's book on all these people would just be wonderful, instead of pulling this piece here and pulling this piece from there. And of course, the real problem is it's very hard for the average person to find these kind of sources, and then sometimes they're locked in books that are need translation in themselves, with all the technical jargon that's in them, which is one of the reasons why I decided to try and do these little short explanations to at least demystify the sea peoples, because we usually get this idea that everything's going fine and suddenly, wham, everything collapses. And we have this migration and the weakening of some empires, but Egypt survives and some of the others, and just kind of maneuver them around. They're not some mystical group that just shows up out of nowhere. Now, the sources for this: Sea Peoples of the Bronze Age Mediterranean, 1400 to 1000 BC, by D'Amato and Silimbetti. Peoples of the Sea, Search for the Philistines, by Dothan and Dothan. Philistines and Other Sea Peoples in Text and Archaeology, by Killebrew and Lehman. And The Collapse of the Bronze Age, The Story of Greece, Troy, Egypt, and the Peoples of the Sea, by Robbins. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, browse through it, go to the links and check out Citizen Gracchus, which is one of the sites that I use for my Western Civ classes that I teach in the college that help the students. You might enjoy what we're on. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.